far from paradise. So why is he an asshole? Laura pierced a piece of cantaloupe. Rick, pouring syrup over his pecan pancakes, answered through a mouth full of eggs. Because he is. I'm surprised you like him. He wants to send women back to the Stone Age. Is that what you want? You want to be my Wilma so I can be your Fred? She thought about the facilitator who had started the workshop last night. He wasn't an exceptionally good-looking man, balding and rather scrawny. But there was something about him. When he looked at her, she felt like she was being seen into, seen through. It doesn't have to be the Flintstones. She sipped her water. And yes, if men who live that way are like the guy who lectured last night, it is what I want. Thanks. Rick smiled at the waitress as she set a plate of lemon wedges next to his glass. The blonde smiled back. No problem. I'll take this up when you're ready. The waitress slipped the leather case containing the bill in front of Laura, who looked at it with her lips pursed. I thought this was what feminism tried so hard to fight against. Rick squeezed lemon into his water. Men in control, women being subservient. You really want to be subservient to me? She sighed and pushed her chair back from the table. I have to pee. Rick signaled the waitress again as Laura made her way to the bathroom. She closed the stall door and swallowed a scream. Her face felt hot and dry, her throat constricted. Her whole body felt like one big clenched muscle. How could he not understand what it was that she wanted from him? How could he be so blind? When she left the stall, she washed her hands, glancing at her reflection in the mirror as she held them under a dryer. The air blew her long, dark hair over her shoulders. There were two rosy spots on her cheeks, the glow that always crept in whenever she was angry or upset. Straightening her blouse and tucking it into the waistband of her long, flowered skirt, she wondered if this was just as good as it ever got. Maybe it was. The check was still sitting there at the table, untouched. Rick used his last sausage to clean the syrup from his plate, smiling up at her and winking. On a whim, she pulled her chair around and sat next to him, her thigh rubbing up against his under the table. Hey, there's my girl. He put his arm around her and leaned back with a little groan, his hand covering his belly. That was a good breakfast. You ready for another day in bedrock? Maybe the great Gazoo will be able to help us, huh? Laura laughed in spite of herself, letting her body relax against his side. Maybe good enough just was good enough. Why are you here? The question stopped Laura, and she felt herself recoiling from it. She stared into the dark, penetrating gaze of the facilitator, who Rick called the Great Gazoo, when he wasn't calling him an asshole, and found she couldn't keep the truth from him as much as her rational mind tried to stop her. Not in front of all these people. What are you thinking? My husband doesn't know this. She glanced guiltily over at Rick. But I told myself that if this workshop didn't change things between us, I was going to leave. So is this your ultimatum? Gazoo asked. Laura couldn't help thinking of him as Gazoo now, especially since they had to choose fake names for themselves, and Rick had dubbed them Wilma and Fred. The Great Gazoo looked down at Rick. Laura felt the eyes of the entire room on them, 1,000 people, all watching. I guess, Laura shrugged, talking into the cordless microphone he had given her. I just don't know how to get him to change. I've tried giving him things to do, putting him in charge of things around the house. Whoa! Gazoo's eyes brightened and he held his hand up to stop her, looking at Rick and raising his eyebrows. Is that true? Has she put you in charge of things around the house? Rick's gaze slanted toward his wife as Gazoo gave him the microphone. Yeah, I guess. I was in charge of the bills for a while, but then she took it all back. Well, after $400 in bounced check fees, Laura started, but stopped when Gazoo held up his hand again. Did she ever tell you how she's feeling? He asked Rick. Did she ever express her emotions spontaneously in the moment? The feminine is like water. She flows all the time. One minute she's up, the next she's down. She's all over the place. Does that describe your wife? Rick swallowed. No. You don't trust this man. Gazoo turned back to her and Laura winced. Yes, I do, she protested, putting her hand on Rick's arm. Of course I do, he's my husband. You say you do. Gazoo shook his head. Look, you say you want him to be the masculine energy in your relationship, yes? You're tired of being the one in charge and you want to be able to relax into your feminine flow, right? Isn't that why you're here? Laura nodded in spite of the fact she didn't like the way this sounded. But how can you expect a man to take charge, to be your direction and guidance if you don't trust him to lead?